They abstained in the UN Security Council. They did not condemn Russia's invasion. And this is key because Chinese foreign policy, one of their key pillars is non-intervention. So changing borders through force is anathema to the Chinese Communist Party. So the fact that they were able to try to overlook this speaks volumes about the type of relationship between Russia and China. Some analysts try to spin it as a positive thing, but I don't think it's a positive thing whatsoever because this really goes against the tradition. They use the same language as Russia does. They don't call it an invasion. They don't call it a war. We're seeing magnification of Russian propaganda by Chinese. So we hadn't seen that before. So this is another watershed moment. This kind of solidified their entente, their agreement. They both have a very anti-Western view, anti-US view. And in this agreement, we shouldn't overlook it. And they clarified that they are supporting each other. And for the first time, Beijing highlighted that they are against NATO. After that agreement was inked, President Putin was able to move his troops, which are in the far east of Russia, all the way to Ukraine. So this could only be done with the tacit support of China. China's trying to say, yes, we can be a peacemaker, but no one's seeing any evidence of that at all. So I think that it's a handy narrative. It's a nice way to recast them because it wasn't very long ago. The Olympics in China were boycotted because of genocide accusations, crimes against humanity in Xinjiang. So I see why that's an attractive narrative for them. They see that there's a danger here because trade with Russia is about $147 billion. Trade with Europe is about $650 billion. So it's more important to them, their European markets. They don't want to lose the support of the Europeans. And also trade with the U.S. It's a huge market for China as well. So they have to walk kind of a diplomatic tightrope with supporting Putin because they have these common interests where they overlap and they both have this anti-Western narrative and they like to undermine the U.S. together. They had perhaps expected a quick lightning speed event in Ukraine, similar to what happened in 2014, but it's a country of 41 million people. It's likely to be long and protracted, and they will have to worry about getting dragged into this narrative of condoning or being complicit with the invasion of a country that was unprovoked. So I think that this is a danger for China.